This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 14th of February, 1962. The title of this lecture is Directing Attention. This tape is 74 minutes long.
Now, what date do we have? What date do you have? 14th of February, Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine? I didn't hear any volunteers. All right. I didn't put the year on it, 8012. Hill's special briefing force. We just had a good example of distracting the PC out of session, collapsing the bank on the face. You notice that? Wasn't that an interesting example? And you notice that it dropped the havingness right out. Interesting, isn't it? PC's attention flicked, bang. Of course, the patch up is to get the ARC break off fast. If you can't get the ARC break off, run some havingness and get the ARC break off. Got it? If you can't easily release an ARC break or easily get a rudiment in, it's always safe to assume that havingness is out. I don't know if you noticed that example. Just a flick of some paper and bang, the PC's attention's out. The gimmick you saw about illustration, I should mention something about that. It was probably a part of your flows. You see, your 3D crisscross, how you get a list and that sort of thing, originally was designed before we had flows. So it'd be only a special gimmick for flows. But you could broaden it and say, well, you get the PC to define what you're going to get the list from so that the PC understands it. And that way you wouldn't run into the trouble you've run into earlier on like and dislike lists. So the PC, you don't know whether the PC likes it or dislikes it, or, you know, and the PC finally says, well, I don't dislike anything, actually. I hate everything, you know. And read it right away, you say, well, let's have a hate list. But let's be sure that the PC understands what we're going to list from as an additional step. We would do a pre-av assessment or a flows assessment or take an arbitrary item. And in any event, let's make sure that the PC understands thoroughly what we are listing from before we start to list. Okay? Another sign that is very interesting is if you have the right flow, you will get some tone arm action. And when you have ceased to get tone arm action on the list, you don't have any more items. If you leave the PC on the meter during a listing, if you're on the right track, you've got some tone arm action. It'll be anywhere up to about one tone arm division, 3 to 4, 2.5 to 3.5, or something like that. It'll be at least that. You'll have that area. And the tone arm will wander around, and as long as you have tone arm motion, your list is incomplete. I had to do some work on this because I needed some additional indicators. Slight change. Leave the PC on while listing. Now, if you leave the PC on while listing and leave the PC on while differentiation, you will see the item itself discharge. And you hit the hot item on a list, you may get a discharge of 2 or 3 dial drops. The item, which you will eventually assess by the time you begin to know, has already been discharged. It's quite interesting. The item is hot, but you will get a 2 or 3 dial drop. It'll just go zoom, zoom, zoom. You all of a sudden, the way you'll probably notice it on differentiation is that your tone arm suddenly is way out. You know, your needle's hanging over here on the side of the meter. You possibly won't see it go at all, you see, because you aren't watching the meter very heavily. And you'll suddenly notice that after we read that item, we'll have to move the tone arm down about a division or two. You decide that the one you just did must have been a very, very hot item indeed, if you don't see the needle go. You got the idea. Because nobody expects you to watch the needle, you know, like the cat to the mouse hole, while you're doing listing and differentiation. Just keep it centered. Try to keep your needle up to set. Keep a very low sensitivity thing, because it doesn't matter much. See, the lower the sensitivity setting, the more your needle stays somewhere on the dial, the less adjustments you have to make of the tone arm. Just doing rudiments. Oh, man, just all over the place with rudiments. All over the place. Get that thing set at sensitivity 16, you know. And wow. I don't care how corny you sound. You notice that I'd rather you sound corny than and careless or something and be careful than to be imprecise. Don't ever neglect to say the rudiment twice. Always be sure. Always be sure. There's probably some characteristic in my auditing that you've been picking up. There's a terrific amount of carefulness with regard to reeds and that sort of thing. If I don't get them the first time, I'll ask them the second time. You never invite an ARC break because you're interested in the PC's case, of course. And if you don't get them the second time, you're still not sure what. Get it back there. Of course, at sensitivity 16, your needle's flying at such a wild rate across the dial that it sometimes gets to the left-hand side of meter, you see, before you finish the question, and left with the great embarrassment of having uttered your question and come to the end of it, and your needle is sitting over there, parked and unreadable. Don't worry about that happening. Don't strain at that sort of thing. What I want you to strain at is awful careful. It looked like the thing did a slight acceleration. You know, it looked like after that, if you said there was a slight acceleration, couldn't quite tell, you know, it was so indefinable. Ask it again and see if there was something. Then you look at it and the needle just is, you're asking on a fall or something like that. Work a flying needle, it's perfectly all right, but work it carefully. One of the things is, please, as an auditor, don't put looking good ever above being a good auditor. Please. You know, you make yourself look awful good sometimes, you know. PC's very happy because you found an item and you haven't found one. Don't tell him you got an item unless you got one. Don't give him any hope because there must be something wrong. There must be something wrong there that needs patching. Your PC will just ARC break on it, that's all. You say, oh, yes, well, we're very happy we got an item, so forth. But be very careful and always put accuracy above looking good. If you fumble, fumble, for God's sakes. I don't care how hard you fumble, but just do a good job. Do a good, thorough job on it. Don't try to look good. Because the only person who loses, you see, is the PC. The PC really loses. You can err in several ways in auditing, all in the direction of reputation, looking good, being kind. That is the main thing. There was a lecture last summer about being kind, which is as bitter as I think I'd care to state it. You can kill people with kindness, man. You can kill them dead. Failure to direct the PC's attention. Letting a PC run on and on and on, being kind, you know. Let's be careful that we don't have any ARC break. Well, I'll tell you what causes an ARC break. It's no auditing. That's what causes the ARC break. As long as you're interested, as long as you're doing your job, and as long as you keep clearing up the should-have-knowns, you're not going to have any ARC breaks with a PC. But the way to have ARC breaks with a PC is to be kind and to not do your job because you might upset the PC or something like that. You haven't seen this yet in my demonstrations, but I have been known to tell PCs to shut up. That is it. Well, you did see some. No, you didn't see this. No, because this was a demonstration that wasn't on the air. Got fooled for a second because I remembered all the sets were on. I turn all the set on up there and get used to all none of those circumstances. It's a little bit rough because The meter's never in, it's not in the position I ordinarily use a meter and so forth, not having to adjust myself to exactly that auditing circumstance. And PC said, you know, this goes back to a past life, I know this has its foundation in a past life, and we were looking for a withhold, see, in this lifetime. And I said, good, you just leave that alone for the moment. We'll get around to that later. Come on now. And so forth. And PC teared right up and smiled. PC knew she was getting away with something. And sure enough, there was a hot withhold right there. Boo, boo, boo. Mm-hmm. We had it practically in the next 20 words. But we were going to get all about this past life, you know. You look up sec checks, and at the point where old sec check forms, and at the point where the person just about connected, but the auditor didn't make them connected, they immediately went into a past life. It is not a dodge mechanism so much as of the fact that that withhold is connected, but it is re-stimulating the past life. So the closest thing available is the past life. You don't want it. All you want it to do is key it out. And you look it over, and it's very, very amusing. You look it over, and you'll see the missed withhold, the question which you're now have to clean up with a withhold system, can be found on these old forms by just locating where the auditor noted that PC dived into a past life. You take that question and you clean it for this life, and you'll have the hottest firecracker withhold you ever wanted to meet. That's an interesting little trick of the trade. Now, it is perfectly true that withholds in past lives are causing all the PC's real difficulties. See? So you don't want to invalidate this and come down on it with a crash and say, we don't care about past lives, we're not auditing past lives, to hell with your past lives. That'd be the wrong way to go about this, you see. The right way to go about it is to say to the PC, all right, that in its place and this in our place. And what I'm looking for right now is what you did to the cat, now in her slot. We'll take the other up later in 3D this cross. But right now we want to know what you did to the cat in this slot. A cat named Joe, whatever it was. All right. Now, that is what we're interested in. Now, if you can keep a PC from diving, you can control a PC's attention. If you can control a PC's attention, you can keep them from diving. If you're controlling a PC's attention, the PC is creak, and is no, don't want to look over there. And the auditor says, there it is, look. And the PC says, no, really? And the auditor says, And the PC says, but that's much more attractive right now. And the auditor says, And the PC all of a sudden blows 15 megatrons of charge on this thing. And the PC never forgives you his attention go out of it. It's not, it's suicidal. The PC never forgives you if you let him give up or let her give up. I don't care what the PC says in the session. I don't care what argument the PC answers. It is read right at the bottom of your right-hand column on the auditor's report, goals and gains. And if you didn't direct the PC's attention, you'll see goals made, no. Gains, no. Every time, you've got to get the PC's attention directed. Now, if you let the PC wander into a lot of overts, this sounds like a generalized lecture. It's not a generalized lecture. I'm telling you how to run a PC on prep checking, how to handle the PC's attention in pulling overts and so forth, what's expected of you. You think that you're going to get an ARC break, you see, if you're mean to the PC. You actually would believe this on first inspection, that if you're mean to the PC, you'll get an ARC break. Now listen, it has nothing to do with being nice to or mean to the PC. That does not have any monitor of the session. That does not monitor the gains of the session or the attitude after the session of the PC toward you. It has nothing to do with it. Just discount niceness and kindness and being mean to the PC, being kind to the PC. Your attitude toward the PC, just pretty well cancel it out. You can't wipe it out entirely. But you can, if you're mean or kind to the PC, no bearing on this effect. You can have that PC screaming at high C in the middle of a session. Apparently all ARC broke, chewing you out like mad, and you're saying not, oh well, I'm sorry we got into it, and you're saying, all right, now what withhold did I miss? And the PC says, well, you're the lousiest auditor I ever had anything to do with. You say, come on, what withhold did I miss? When? And the PC says, well, that's something else. You needn't be cross about it, and so forth. Well, you say, well, I'm not being cross about it. I want to know what withhold did I miss? Oh, well, at the beginning of the session, of course, you failed to find out that I have an engagement at 3 o'clock, and it's now 3:30. Oh, all right. Let's continue with the session. And that PC will go out and he'll just swear by you as an auditor. Oh, man, that's my auditor, you know, a terrific auditor. Oh, terrific. Let me get away with the thing. But the auditor who's nice and doesn't direct the PC's attention, the PC goes out of the session and says, nah, nah, nah. Well, he's all right. He tries. You'd be surprised. You could be the most gentlemanly or ladylike auditor in the world, you know, and never have a game on the PC because it makes the game. It's whether or not you control that PC's attention. Now, you'd just be amazed how far you would get. Now, I'm not asking you to overwhelm the PC because you actually don't overwhelm the PC with mood. What you overwhelm the PC with is evaluation and innovation. The fact of evaluation. Well, I don't think that's the list. That has anything to do with it. Item belongs. What your item is actually is a spendthrift. I've watched you for days, and I know. And that overwhelms the PC. See? And, well, you actually don't know what you're thinking about, actually. That's what's the trouble with the session. If you just knew what you were thinking about, you know, invalidation. Some kind of, that's what ruins a PC. Mood doesn't ruin a PC. I've had a PC fly out of an auditing chair, and I've taken that PC and slammed that PC down into the auditing chair and say, damn it, sit there and get audited. PC after the session, wonderful session. Didn't even clean it up as an ARC break. Yeah, it's very fascinating. That's the one thing you should learn. Yeah, be nice, be your cheerful self and so forth, but direct the PC's attention. Well, I'm teaching you to be a mean auditor. I'm teaching you not to pay any attention to that factor. If you're an effective auditor and you do what has to be done and you direct the PC's attention, you will get further by directing it crudely and badly and misemotionally than by not directing it at all. I assure you of this. Naturally, after a while, you get to be an old smoothie. You see that PC start out, attention go somewhere, let's go zing, bang, thud, and you do the effective thing, and so forth, and there it is. But even then, now and then, you will get caught out in the sun. You say, where the hell did this come from? You know? And that's going to happen to you on this withhold system, prep checking, time and time again. Because every time the PC comes close to the key withhold, the PC is apt to get cross with the auditor. Now that's the liability of prep checking and this withhold system. You start sailing down the line, it's an indicator. It's an indicator. The PC, right there at that crucial moment, it's the missed withhold mechanism, but it's a little bit in reverse. It's got a little more curve on it. And you say to the PC, quite innocently, you say, well, who didn't know about that? Who should have known about it? Anything you're saying for that third question, you can say, who didn't know about it, just to salt the thing down. You can say, who did you make sure wouldn't find out about it? That puts it in the future, you see. You can play it on the three tenses if you want to. I'll give you a list of the permissibles. Down at that end, you can ask any one of these. The standard one is just should have known and failed to find out. But you can vary this song anything you want to in the same breath, you know, and you'll just manage to pull it off. But anyhow, you'll be sailing down along about the thing, and you'll be getting to the, well, is that all of it? Oh, pity sakes, it certainly is all of it. As a matter of fact, I am getting sick of it. Aren't you? Oh, man, you're standing right on the threshold. You're getting right there. That's all that is. Doesn't mean ARC break. Doesn't mean anything at all. PC's going misemotional. All right, got the PC headed right in that alley. And if you don't head the PC down that alley, the PC will wind up saying you're the worst, lousiest, bummest auditor you ever got. Well, of course, you didn't torture him to death by me. He's got to be made to face that withhold. And that's your whole job. Now the PC is sitting. Now, let me tell you some of the primary and early withhold flubs. PC said, well, I don't think very much of Joe. Joe never has anything much to do with me, and so forth. And, I really don't think very much. As a matter of fact, one day he dropped me out of his car and so forth. Didn't even accompany me to the door. Auditor. What else did Joe do to you? Well, it was insulting. Often, very insulting. On and on, see? Bi-motivator, bi-motivator, bi-motivator. And by the time that session ends, goals and gains, my God, the poor PC is just hauled into the ground. What you've done is run up a bunch of new overts. And the session was used just to run up new overts. So that is the broad classification of bad withhold pulling session. Which is permitting the PC to go on and run up brand new overts on the thing. In other words, he's giving motivators, he's making damaging statements, or she is making damaging statements, and that sort of thing. He'll run up the other end, you know. Well, that was a common thing. Pulling other people's withholds. Now, that's the one you will face every time you try to train a Class 2 auditor. Sooner or later, as he starts into this thing, you will find him sitting there pulling other people's withholds off the piece. Because it's so intriguing, it's so interesting, it's like reading a scandal sheet, you know? And also true. And amongst those is running you down covertly. You see, by saying what they have heard about you, what the PC has heard about you. So that's other people's withholds, you see. And the PC has heard from Pete about how you, so forth, and that's a withhold from you. And that's a withhold from you. Brother, I just wouldn't spend 3 seconds worth of auditing time on it, you know. I just wouldn't spend any time on it at all. Because if you permit the auditor to go on and pull other people's withholds, including withholds he has heard about the auditor, any brand of this, you wind up with that right-hand column right at the bottom, goals, none, gains, none. Every time, it's just a wasted session. It's ineffective. So that is one of the old-time common errors. And the other one, there's another one on this now, is the critical thought mechanism. Now, that was too thoroughly banished, because I will use critical thought in old-time style sec-checking. You give me a string of critical thoughts, and I'll show you the prettiest array of overts you ever heard of. It's just an indicator. So you say to somebody, now have you had, it's a trap, you know, it's a great big dirty trap that you've laid right in the middle of the boulevard, going down this boulevard at 70 miles an hour, and they're going to go right on by, and they're not going to get any goals and gains by session end. Well, there's one of the ways to stop this is to ask them a leader. such as, have you ever had any critical thoughts about anyone? And they merely tell you at once about all the critical thoughts they have had about Angela. And the only critical thoughts you listen to about Angela is enough to let them get them grooved in on Angela. It's something on the order of about, I'd say, 15 to 20 seconds worth is adequate. And you let them get grooved in well on Angela, and then say calmly and coolly, well, what have you done to Angela? And you'll find one every time. You'll find a withhold every time. You'll find an overt that is being withheld from you. Now, this is not trickery that we're using particularly today, but you should know that. That's a good little piece of stuff. And it also should be known to you, because in trying to train somebody on what is an overt and what is a withhold, they're going to run into critical thoughts, and they're going to waste hours. Now, listen, I have seen 5 hours of auditing time pulling critical thoughts go up in smoke. Absolutely no goal, gain, nothing. No gain at all. Just go up in smoke on pulling critical thoughts. That in 1 minute, 5 hours versus 1 minute, see, the auditor said, what did you do to? And here, this critical thought channel just explodes at this point.
Nothing.
Orders caught. And they go right off the pavement into the trap. Oh, there we are. Oh, well, we didn't even know there was anything there. Actually, I didn't do anything to them. Didn't really do anything to them. Stole his car and wrecked it and never told him. Now, with your present withhold system, it would probably turn down that his wife was also in it at the time. See, I mean, this would unveil further. You see, it'll go on and on and on and on and on. With the withhold system, but you're pulling on real overts. Now, the reason that isn't as important today is you're every now and then going to get a critical. And we've already taken care of it in the mechanism of the withhold system. So you know now that it will do no good. This is a good indicator. This is just piece something you should know, that it'll do no good to go on and pull all these critical thoughts. But it's perfectly all right to accept it for your number one what? Well, you're doing something or other half-revealed withholds or something. Well, I thought a critical thought about the auditor, and the auditor didn't pull it. You'd say, all right, and you've got what auditor it is. What about thinking a critical thought about the auditor and not pulling it is your one question, see? Now, you're going to go to town with this, because you're going to say, when? And then you're going to say, is that all of it? Of course, that is a trap inside the trap on this highway, because, was that all of it? Of course, we're justified in thinking a critical thought of the auditor after all the auditor has done to me and so forth. Well, you should remember at this stage of the game that nobody has told you in the withhold system that you mustn't coax the PC to give all. See? You can do it by just sitting there and practically saying nothing to the PC, but at what expenditure of time? So all these little tricks fit into the system too, you see? You say, well, is that all of it? Did you do anything else to him? See, that's a good one to slide in on the end of it. Anything else to him? Is there anything else to him? No. Needles falling off the pin of it. Wrecked his... took his car without his permission. And you say, good, all right, you took his car without his permission. Very good, fine. Who didn't find out about it? Well, he didn't find out about it, of course. All right, very good. And why test it? Why test it? You're going to town here. And you say, well, just form's sake, you know. Well, what about a thing I could have thought about the auditor and so forth? Well, and when was it? And, well, it was not 1954. It was 1958. All right. Well, is that all of it? and so forth. He said it did something to him. And, well, he has something about more about the car. He didn't tell you about the car, but I wrecked it. Now, if you want to keep your 2-3-4 going on some allied thing where you set it up with a one with a critical thought, then that critical thought thing is not really going to clear until you've got the other material from it. Do you see the difficulty which you've set up? It's an internal difficulty. Now, having pulled the critical thought, you get a real withhold. All right, your 2-3-4 is actually working on the real withhold, and your critical thought one is working on a critical thought. But actually, your critical thought one will not totally clear until you've cleared the other one. So you have to be smart enough to realize that you're really not working on the critical thought one. You're really not working on it. It's simply a test item. You really are never working too thoroughly on one. One is your tester. But other material will come up after one. And if one is of the variation or variety of a critical thought, you should know that there's a real overt behind it. When you get to all of it, throw the done on the end of it. Well, that's the commonest waste of time. But the failure to direct the PC's attention can come out along something like this. The PC goes on and on and on, and they do so on, and you go into a stenographic audit. Totally stenographic audit. If you don't direct the PC's attention during a sec check at all, he just winds up with no goals and gains because he's talked all of his havingness down. He's upset. He's upset with you. You talked him into a hole, that's all. And you've let the PC run up a bunch of new overts of one kind or another. The PC has actually probably damaged someone in the session. You have to really sit there and control that PC's attention. You have to control it hard. Now, your withhold system does that to a marked degree for you. That controls the PC's attention by putting the PC's attention on what the PC's attention ought to be on. Now, your PC's attention is on this. It continues to fall. Therefore, your 2-3-4 situation on the thing is the right order of questions. See, you don't have to go out into a bunch of other random things. But these questions still have to be asked intelligently. You can't just say, well, stole Joe's car, all right. When was that? All right. Velvet, all right. All right. When didn't? Who didn't find out about that? Joe. Okay. You told Joe's car. Good. When? Good. Gentlemen. Good. Who didn't find out about it? Joe. Good. All right. To Joe's car. You know, it almost worked that way. What's fascinating is it almost works that way. See? But you're working here where there's a little more bonus to be gotten on the thing. Now, if you're paying not much attention to the E-meter except to see out of the corner of your eye if it starts to surge like mad or something like that on your 2-3-4, well, you know you're working something hot, and your interest is on the PC, and you're looking at the PC or talking to the PC. You're not squinted over a meter, you see. You're asking the PC, well, please, put a little bit of invitation in it to give, huh? Put a little bit of a little coax, a little assist, and add to that a little insistence that he look at it. I have been known to say it's perfectly all right to sit here the rest of the night because, of course, until we get this particular window, we're not going home. But that's perfectly right. But I think it would be much faster if you simply looked and tried to see what it was. But it's here all night. They look at it and they say, by George, he would be willing to sit there then. he would be willing to sit there all night until I spill this with. Oh, well, in desperation. Oh, well, let's get working on it. Let's get working on it. All right, I'll look. Hey. You can let any session go to sleep. See, you can let any session go to sleep. So that it's just on and on and on and on. Everybody went to sleep in the session. And I don't advocate this as good auditing. What you want to do is, you've got your what. You're trying to clear that what. And you come to two. Well, when was it? Just about when was that? Well, get interested. When was it? This is the difference, you see. If you want to know when it was, that's what we're asking you to do. You see, you want to know when it was. Don't just ask it because of a form. Decide you want to know when it was, you know. Well, let's find out when it was. Hasn't cleared up with two runs on 2, 3, 4. Well, there must be something wrong with the date. There's something here unknown someplace, and so forth. Well, let's get awful interested by that time. Let's date it down a fraction of a second on a meter. Well, I haven't showed you how to do that. We'll just go ahead and learn it. People have known how to do it for years. I don't expect me to teach you everything. It's the over and under system, actually. Was it before 1936 or after 1936? All right, it was after 1936. Biggest needle reaction. You know, the trace down. PC all of a sudden finds out that things which happened in 1936, he has thought happened in 1957, and they tend to get their tracks scrambled because withholds group the tracks, so you're apt to get almost any date out of one. But if this is also done in the spirit of helping the PC to look, you'll find that you'll get a lot further. And your rancor ought to be only directed in the direction, if you ever employ it at all, of making the PC look. Don't ever direct with the idea of, damn it, you better tell me or I'm going to be real upset with you. No, the PC doesn't know, you see.
This lecture is continued on side 2 of this cassette.